I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every year, at the outset, we make predictions for the remainder of that year. And then we lock them away, mostly forget about them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then find out at the beginning of the next year how many we hit. And we're not as vague as good old Nostradamus, who'd just say, ooh, clouds.
Yeah. We're the
specific.
Real experts.
Yeah. Yeah. A much higher degree of certainty that we'll be wrong. All right. Who's going to go first? Put themselves on the line
with
their brain and their expertise and their idiocy. Hotwigs says, I will.
I will. Okay. Most of mine are entertainment based.
Okay.
Or pop culture. After a few unexciting movie years. Where it's been kind of lackluster, and it's not like a huge draw to go to the movies. Like, you've seen movies, but you're not like, I gotta get to the theater.
Like, when Oppenheimer and Barbie came out was the last time there was real, like, excitement for, gotta see this.
And that was a brief moment.
Yeah.
I think this year, multiple movies will earn over $1 billion.
Okay.
I think it's gonna be a huge movie year. Like, things like Spider-Man, Brand New Day, Toy Story 5, Avengers Doomsday.
Jackass. That just got announced.
Probably not a $1 billion movie.
It'll make a ton of money, though.
I bet it'll make a ton based on, that might be like the highest grossing percentage.
Yeah.
I thought they said they were done.
They did.
It's a little weird because
they're Kiss.
A lot of those dudes are about the same age as me and Hot Wings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you hear it, but you don't necessarily feel it when you're young. Like, it just takes longer and things change. But then you get to be 50 or whatever, and you're like, oh, no, I get it now. When I jump down from 3 steps, my knees say things like, I don't know if I'd have done that. But they didn't
without
say before.
Question. Yeah. Without question.
So I'm curious to see it just from, I know they have also aged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not their 20s anymore. Anyway, yeah. Howie.
My second one is, there will be a strange resurgence in dumb phones and possibly even beepers of some sort of status symbol.
Ooh. Beepers.
Yeah. I think there's a trend with, I think those trends happen a lot anyway, where something old becomes like popular for a little while. It's like, oh, we got to get this or this. But I think with the younger people now, and so many people are so sick of screen time and everything else.
Yeah.
That I think you'll start to see.
And the vitriol that inherently, even if you try not to, finds your way through your phone to your eyes.
Yeah. I think it'll be cool to have a flip phone again.
I think the dumb phones thing is that one. I really think you probably got a good shot on.
Mm-hmm.
The question will be at the beginning of next year, how do we define whether or not Hot Wings was right?
I think if there are,
you're regularly seeing them.
Well, maybe if major news outlets or tech outlets do stories about how the Motorola Razr had a huge resurgence.
Yeah, the StarTAC.
Yeah.
I just looked up. You can actually still buy pagers, which I'm shocked to find that out. I know that they still get used in like the medical field, but I just assumed that they were hand-me-downs from 30 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
You would think that.
That's true. All right. Number three.
And then my number three, Taylor Swift is pregnant.
Oh,
boy. Whose baby?
Hard to say.
Not really.
Yep, that's my.
That's a long ways from my prediction last year that they would split up not amicably.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they not do that, they got engaged.
They got engaged.
And Foreigner offered to play their wedding.
That's oh, yeah. true.
It's still weird.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
I still want them to do it.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever accepted that.
Maitland, what do you think of Hot Wings' three ideas? Movies get a strong return, resurgence in dumb phones, and T-Swift is pregnant.
I like them.
Got a chance at all three?
I think so.
Kelly, what do you think?
I like them. Yeah, I don't know if Taylor Swift is pregnant. I don't know. I think that girl is on birth control, and she plans yeah. everything to mm-hmm. a T. So maybe she's planned it and it's happened, but I feel like right now she's probably like, not yet.
I mean, yeah, might be rushing it a little bit.
I think that
yeah.
might be the other two know. Strong.
You think that fortress is pretty locked up?
Hell yeah, I almost said the F word.
Well, yeah, but,
yeah, you know it.
You know, you got to think about it. Travis Kelce's probably going to retire, mm-hmm. right?
I would agree with that one. That one I think is stronger than her being pregnant.
So maybe he's going to be a stay-at-home dad.
They're getting engaged. They're going to have a little. Plus, I mean, they have so much money. She's just coming off that, like, what was it, like 147 dates or something? She made like $1 billion and some odd doing that.
Yeah.
She's constantly worked for 15 yeah. years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she takes a break. I bet she wants to be a mom. I bet she does.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think,
definitely.
And in her recent album, she said something about, like, got the whole block looking like you, meaning she wants to have a bunch of kids.
I say it starts.
But, yeah, their wedding's not until, like, June or July. I think they set a date, and they were supposed to keep it private. But the Swifties, they Swiftied and yeah. revealed it.
So are you saying that she'll be pregnant or that she will have a baby?
Well, we'll know that she's pregnant.
Okay. We got to get the specifics. Right. You know
yeah.
this.
Because have a baby would mean like,
she's pregnant.
Yeah. I mean, we might not find out she's pregnant until December 24th.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think within the year.
Strong.
All right. Those all seem fairly common sense. Let's flip the coin. Tommy.
Oh, man.
Do you have your predictions?
I do, but I was hoping to go last because this was a tough one, guys. This what? Was
so you have them, but you don't want to share them?
I have them, but I think that you guys are going to be better than mine.
Well, yeah, we know that.
Okay. This was hard because a lot of the things that we've been predicting, like, for funs and giggles, like, I think, like, my first one was like, oh, there will be a robot. Well, like, oh, yeah, right. No, there's literally robot. Is. We just talked about it yesterday.
You can buy one at Walgreens.
Yeah, like, everything seems so far-fetched, and now, like, oh, there's a bunch of serious stuff happening, and oh, all the things that didn't seem real are happening now.
That
so,
is a little true. Like, it would have been silly several years ago to say the government will acknowledge aliens and unidentified flying objects, and now they're like, happens all the time.
Yeah,
who didn't know that?
Exactly. So it makes them like, oh, these things that could happen aren't as exciting anymore because, oh, they're actually happening. So
I understand.
I went a little out there this year. My first prediction is that some part of Mount Rushmore will be damaged or fall off, and I get bonus points if it's a nose.
Okay.
Okay. Possibly a nose will crack.
Yes.
They do struggle with keeping that thing together.
Oh, do they?
It forms cracks. Yeah, they have to go up routinely when little cracks form.
Oh.
And
spackle
they'll basically, yeah, they patch it to try to keep the water, because if water gets in there over amount of time, it freezes, expands.
Freeze thaw,
I mean, it's certainly not impossible.
I didn't know that.
Which
knows?
Which president?
Oh, Abe Lincoln.
Is that the only one you can be sure is up there?
Yeah. Well, okay. I think Teddy's up there.
Okay.
George is up there.
Yeah.
Is it Jefferson?
Bush. Yeah. It's George Jefferson.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Him and Wheezy.
Are you saying is Jefferson the fourth one?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. I should get a point for that.
You nailed it, man.
Oh. We're not keeping score, but okay.
All right. Give me one anyway. So my second one, this is a big year for the U.S. hosting stuff. We have the World Cup this year, and there are many, I think there's 16 host cities between Canada, Mexico, and the U.S.
Okay.
I'm predicting that one of these host cities are going to have a blackout due to the amount of people there. I'm thinking that...
Like they're going to overrun the power grids?
Yeah, like there's just going to be a blackout. Done.
That certainly seems possible.
I think so, too. My last one is a little out there. I'm thinking that a wild animal is going to find its way into one of our cars, and we'll be late because of that.
Dude, there was one morning on the way here that I called Steve because a skunk was circling my car at the time. And I was like, hey, bro, I might be late. I can't get to my car. This is very plausible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oof, yeah.
I mean, if it's going to happen to somebody, it's
probably going to be Kelly.
Honestly, yeah. I think that's more likely than Mount Rushmore losing noses.
Yeah. Yeah. Do wild animals count as drunk men sleeping on my porch? I don't know, because
yeah, that
too.
Yeah.
Probably both had rabies.
Oh, man, I'd like that to happen again. Those cops were so hot.
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah. That'll be the car or the house. There's going to be, I'm not talking like a mouse. I'm talking like something truly out there, like a deer bust through the front door.
Okay.
So. Of your car?
Okay. Or the house. Either one.
Okay, so wild animal causes lateness.
Sure. Invades your space.
Yes, I just love that.
I don't think it's that far out there.
No.
Even though we all live in the city.
Well, yeah, didn't you hit like two deer hit you last year or something?
Yeah, within a week.
Oh, yeah.
All they have to do is jump through your windshield and then Tommy gets a point.
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah, so far I have not had one go through the windshield.
Calling all hunters, go crazy right now, but only if they're on hot wings.
Shoot them towards hot wings.
Yeah. I've also never had one in the vehicle. That would be a new thing, too.
Inside. Has to be inside. Yeah. So those are my three predictions.
Less likely.
All right. Sleevey Stevie, let's do this.
Okay. All right. My first prediction, someone from the show is going to win the lottery this year.
Dude.
That would be pretty great.
Yes.
At least five figures. So
at least 10 grand.
Okay.
At least 10 grand. Yeah. So it could be a scratch off or, you know, standard lottery ticket. But somebody is going to win at least five figures.
All right.
This year.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Got me itching to gamble.
Number two, an AI song will hit number one on the Billboard charts.
That's a good. Mm-hmm.
That was
good.
Almost one of mine.
Same. Yeah. I was going to have, though, that nobody would know it was AI until it got huge.
Well, there's a song that's on TikTok right now that's so catchy,
it's
AI. I forget the name of it. I can find it, but oh my gosh, it's crazy.
I mean, it might already be there, right?
Yeah, like, we just don't know. We just don't know it yet.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like number three, someone from this show,
another show one. Okay,
is going to pack up and move to Europe.
It's still targeted.
I mean, it could be a midlife crisis thing. It could
be somebody
who just wants an adventure. It could be
looking for a state without extradition to the United States.
Somebody who is moving to be with a European loafer, perhaps.
Dual citizenship sounds awesome. I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm a front runner here, Steve.
You can marry shoes?
It did sound like you said loafer, not lover.
Loafer.
Yeah. Loafer.
Yeah, loafer.
Mm-hmm.
A European loafer.
She moved for a loafer. A meat loafer.
I know.
Yeah. Loafer. Again, that could be anyone on the show.
For sure.
If they did the show remotely, it'd be like at 2 in the afternoon.
Oh,
and that's a dream come true.
Yeah. And if anybody's doing reverse 90 Day Fiance right now, it is me. I am banking on some dual citizenship. Let's go.
Steve, do you think anyone else on the show will get sick and get the runs?
Please don't predict food poisoning or stomach viruses.
Again,
or
that would be like predicting that Christmas happens.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
Oh, the sun rose this morning.
Guys, I'm trying.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No one has said one where I'm like, well, there's no chance of that happening. What's the least likely one of the nine we've heard? Hot Wings, movies going strong, resurgence in dumb phones, T-Swift pregnant, Steve, someone from the show wins 10 grand in lottery, AI song number one, someone from the show moves to Europe, could be anyone.
I think winning the lottery is probably the least
I think,
likely.
Again, statistically,
it's at least 10, like minimum 10 grand.
It's either the lottery or the nose for me.
Yeah. The rest, I'm like, probably. So, all right. Me, Hot Wings.
Nope.
Me, Kelly, and Mate will share ours.